Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out. From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. With the glut of content available on Netflix, cable, and even YouTube, summertime TV no longer has the monopoly on reruns. There's something comforting in rewatching your favorite movie on TV.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Or diving into a Sunday Law & Order marathon. A new study reveals that watching reruns doesn't only kill time, it may actually be good for you. Tom Jacobs is a science writer with Pacific Standard.
Okay, this is a study done by psychologist Jay Derrick. She's at the Research Institute on Addictions at the University of Buffalo. Her study is one of quite a number that have been done in recent years about impulse control and the fact that we now think impulse control is a limited resource.
In other words, your self-control is like a gas tank that gets depleted the more you use it. So if you've resisted that slice of birthday cake at the office all afternoon, you are more likely to give into a big bowl of ice cream after dinner at home.
The question then becomes, how do you replenish your self-control? Once it's depleted, how do you get it back? And she found a surprising answer to that, which is watching reruns on television.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody, smelly cat.
Okay, then, how did researchers determine that plunking oneself on the couch for an hour in front of familiar characters and laugh tracks helps recharge your batteries?
The shorthand answer, I think, is the researchers stressed a bunch of people out by giving them a deliberately difficult assignment. They had to write an essay without using the letters A or I. Then half of those people were asked to describe their favorite TV show. Okay, afterwards, everybody then took a subsequent test that required a great amount of self-discipline. And they found that the people who had thought about and talked about their favorite television show did far better than the others. Getting into the world of their favorite TV show, even for a couple minutes, put them in a better mood and seems to have restored their self-control to its normal level.
Reruns as restorative? We wanted to find out whether, with all that's available to watch, people still turn to reruns. So we conducted a completely unscientific poll around the office and then hit the streets of Concord to ask people if they revisit tried and true shows and why.
George Lopez.
Yeah, I like Family Guy.
Probably Seinfeld.
No soup for you!
Probably 2 and a Half Men. I could watch that all day.
You also like to watch Family Guy.
Oh, Family Guy.
Over.
I could watch Family Guy all day.
Doctor Who, Buffy, Arrested Development.
Is there like a movie that you've watched over and over again?
Princess Bride.
Hello.
I can quote it easily.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
That and Clue. 1 + 1 + 2 + 1.
One thing that I've actually started to really do with Scrubs was I would watch the show and I'd sort of not pay attention to what was in the front and I'd just watch the background and I started to notice how like they had the same kind of B-roll list of people always like walking through in the back and it's like exactly these carbon copy things. It's just like this random doctor guy walking through, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It's like all of a sudden this hospital is a police state.
Wait, next thing you know, they're going to be charging doctors for candy at the gift shop.
They do charge doctors for candy at the gift shop, Elliot.
You can just know that you're going to enjoy what it is that you're watching, and you can spend that time laughing as opposed to wondering if you're going to laugh or wondering what the plot line is. You already know what it is, and you can just sit back and enjoy it. It's a lot less energy.
Thank you to everyone willing to admit their guilty pleasures. Who knew it could be so good for you? As for Pacific Standard's Tom Jacobs, who told us about the rerun study, what's his favorite program for boosting self-control?
Well, I'm a Simpsons fan, so especially some of the classic seasons from the 90s, yeah.
Thinking along the lines of no TV and no beer, make Homer something, something.
Go crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
I wish that I knew what I know.
Like fresh tomatoes and corn, reruns come back to us each summer.
It's good to consider them as something more than junk food for the brain. I'm no scientist, but I would wager that the comforts of familiar fictions don't have to be limited to well-known actors on screen. Your self-control tank can also be filled up with the pages of a favorite book by hitting a familiar walking trail, or maybe even listening to a classic podcast from the Word of Mouth Archive.